Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. But not only that, the 4th of July weekend is starting up here. And we are so grateful that you have tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I love it. You know, we love to give you great guests, great events that are happening, and just great things that we can grow from. I do want to just take a second to wish my friends, Tom and Colleen, happy anniversary on Independence Day. What a day to get married, huh? Fireworks and lots of good things happening. So best of luck to them and many, many more years of happiness, Tom.
Thank you very much. It's number 25.
There you go. I love it. And of course, you got a birthday coming up, but we'll talk about that on another day. But I just want to say that 4th of July or July 4th in the United States is the annual celebration of nationhood. It commemorates the passage of the Declaration of Independence. And it actually happened on the 2nd of July, but after they got it through, it went to the 4th of July. And of course, that's what we learned in school, right? 1776. So I hope that everybody has their flags out, they're lighting their fireworks, and also just be careful. But it's a great time to get all the family together and have fun. And so happy 4th of July weekend to everybody. Also, I love to start our show with something uplifting, and today's is every day is an opportunity for growth, new beginnings, and a chance to reflect on where you've been and how well you did with what your opportunity was. And sometimes, you know, I'm just going to say to, you know, to Tom and I, you know, when things get a little crazy, like you have to just sit there, reflect on it, and try to figure out, guess what? How do we make this work? And that's what life's all about. So with that, I am really excited. One, I want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. And I want to invite my friend that's been on several times. I love that you meet friends and they become your friends for life, Randy Zenzik. And of course, we're talking about the 11th annual Brewfest. That is happening August 3rd, 4 to 8, at Caneo Creek Park. And again, we want to invite you. So, Randy, welcome and thanks for being here.
Thank you. And it's great to talk to you again.
We're
looking forward to this event and seeing you there. It's always a pleasure.
There you go. I love it. So, talk to us about this event and what we're going to find, because everybody loves Brewfest, right?
You know, it's become a destination event. We actually have people flying in from Texas, New York, Chicago, Denver, and it's because of the fact that it's actually on Thursday evening. Everybody says, "Why do you have it on Thursday evening?" And it's because we wanted to make it a wonderful happy hour event. So far, we have 17 breweries, 3 wineries. Right. We have 4 people that are actually going to be there with some adult beverages. So they call them spirits. And then we also have 9 food vendors that will be there. The fun stuff is Dave and Buster's, for example, they're going to be holding a cornhole contest.
Oh,
so we're going to have, what goes better?
There you go.
You've got
you know
beer.
Now I just got 2 more people that I know are going to come. My son and my daughter-in-law are cornhole. I mean, telling you, they're traveling all around playing it. And I think they play like 4 or 5 times a week. So
wow.
They will be there. I love it. And you know what? That's a big thing. In fact, the Ventura County Fair is doing like their biggest one from all over the world. Everybody's coming to it. So that's a huge hit right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, what goes better? You know, you got beer, you've got a pizza vendor, you got tacos, you got sausage sandwiches, and cornhole. Now, if you don't play cornhole, we have Ignition, which is a local band which is all over the place. These guys are 70s, 80s, 90s, and some current stuff. But it's just amazing. You have people out there dancing and having a great time. And then and then when they need to take a little bit of a rest, we actually have a silent auction. And
ooh,
this year,
I like it.
Yeah, this year we're going to have photo safari that you can actually get, which is in Africa. Okay, so this is a great destination, and we've had a number of people that have gone on it and just raved about it. But you know, you get together with a couple, three, four couples, and you take an African photo safari, and it's just incredible. We're also going to have some.
How fun is that?
Yeah. You know, if you're a bike rider and enthusiast, there's going to be a silent auction there with a couple of bikes, you know, and these are like high end. So you never know what kind of a deal you can get.
Right.
So, you know, we've had more people that have just come, I mean, like every year to this event, just because of the fact that it is so incredibly nice. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention to your listeners is we kept this event. Okay. At 750 people. So
that's
not a lot of lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You walk up,
nice,
you get a chance to talk to the brewers, I mean, and find out what inspired them to make a particular beer or wine for that matter. So, you know, it's really, really a fun event. We also have a VIP. Okay, so VIP tickets are $115. There's only 65 tickets left. Okay.
Wow. I love
and
it.
Your listeners are going to love this one as well. General admission is normally $85, but if they order their tickets on the 4th of July, use the promo code FIREWORKS and they'll get a 10% off the ticket price for general admission. So $75.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm glad we got you on early enough to share that with everybody. So that's really good news. Well, we are going to put this in our newsletter. And as I say, our newsletter for our listeners that don't get our newsletter, I mean, we have thousands of people that have, you know, all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008 and give us your name, your number, and your email. And then we will get you out. And that comes out every single Friday. It has all of our guests in it. It has all of our events in it. And at the same time, I'd love to give a pair of tickets away right now. So call in right now on that number, 419-0008. Randy, we're going to have you back as it gets a little bit closer, but I just want to make sure that everybody's got this on their calendar. The 11th annual Brewfest, Caneo Creek Park, August 3rd, 4 to 8. Thursday night, cornhole, only 750 people, and VIP, $115. Is that correct? Did I get it all right?
That's correct.
Wow,
$115,
there you go.
And there's only 65. And by the way, that gives you preferred parking.
I love it. There you go. Well, very cool. Well, I am really excited to be a part of this and to share this again for another great year. And Randy, we'll talk in a couple weeks.
Sounds like a plan. Listen, you have a
you
beautiful day.
You too. Happy 4th of July. Talk to you soon.
Happy 4th of July to you too.
Thank you. Take care. All right. We are actually going to just roll right into our next guest. And if any of you know me out there, I love anything that has to do with angels. And of course, Peter Sterling is one of the world's premier harpists in the genre of new age and contemporary instrument music. During his 28-year career with a harp, he's had several number one record of international radio charts. He was a bronze and silver medal winner in the prestigious Global Music Awards, and he has won the New Age Ambient Song of the Year. And so we're going to talk to him and find out a little bit more really about the harp magic and, of course, the angels in his life and the messages that they bring him. Peter, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Kim. It's wonderful to be here with you today. I mean, yeah, we love the angels, don't we?
God, I do. I love it. And you know what? It's so weird because I don't know if you even know anything about this, but do you know anything about the angel numbers that come to you?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. So it used to be 555. Now
right.
it's kind of goes between 111, 444. Hmm. What
uh-huh.
do those mean? I mean, I kind of looked it up a little bit on Google, but you probably
right.
really know those kind of things.
Well, I'm always the ones that have been had the most presence for me is the 444.
Okay.
And my understanding, when you see that number, it means the angels are with you.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, when I think of this, I lost a baby many years ago. So I think of that
I'm
as
sorry.
One of my angels. Thank you. And then my mom, my grandma. So I feel like those are your angels that are always protecting you. Is that the same kind of thing that you would say?
Well, they sometimes seem like angels. I was just on Coast to Coast just the other night with George Norrie, and somebody called in and asked the same question. My thought is like our deceased loved ones, they seem like angels to us because they might be around us and they're wanting to help us. They're sending our love, but those are more like spirit guides the way I understand it. Angels, real angels like the cherubs like I've had a lot of encounters with, these have never been incarnated as humans. So they're purely celestial angelic beings from that higher dimensional sphere of light. It's very different than a human who is deceased and is now hang in our company as a spirit. So I believe there's a difference.
That's very, very interesting. And when the angels first came to bring you a message in your life, tell me about that.
Well, gosh, it started actually. My bio needs to be updated. This is my 30th year anniversary of the release of my first album, Harp Magic. And
and
the whole story of how Harp Magic came to be is quite amazing. I was led to move to Sedona, Arizona, where I live now. I've lived there 5 times over the last 30 years. It's like a spiritual homeland to me. But I was called there in the late 1980s. I started hearing rumors and stories from people about this mystical place in the desert southwest with these amazing red rock formations and energy vortexes. And so I was immediately intrigued by that, and I made a trip down, and just immediately I just felt so connected to the landscape of Sedona. It just spoke to my heart and soul, like I'm sure a lot of yourself perhaps and your listeners have had a similar experience. But I just knew that this was the place for me. I was led, so I moved there, and I just started exploring the outback, the wilderness there out in the canyons where all the ancient ruins are and ancient rock art and petroglyphs where people
so
live.
So beautiful. I'm like,
it's amazing.
As you're saying that, I'm like, oh, it just gives peace, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's the scenery and the majestic red rocks are so incredible. I'd never seen anything like that, but the canyons are so accessible. So I just started exploring and hiking back into the canyons there by myself. And I was guided. I felt there was something I was to discover. There was something that was inside of me, deep inside of me, that wanted to come out, that I was to find this hidden treasure in the depths of my heart and soul. I could feel it. And my inner guidance was telling me, what I seek, I'm going to find what I seek by going into the silence. So the canyons of Sedona have this incredible serenity and silence, stillness that exists there. So I just went out into the stillness of Sedona's canyons and just sat and meditated and just what I call listened to the silence. And it just allowed my senses to open up, my hearing. The sensitivity of my hearing was able to expand there, and also just really developing my psychic gifts, my clairvoyance, clairaudience, really wanting to, you know, activate and open my third eye with my psychic powers so that I could become a seer and that I could see beyond the illusion of this world, that all the, you know, the mystics and saints of old for millennia and ages have told us that what we're seeing here is not real. It's like a dream, right? So I wanted to see beyond that. And I was led into the silence of the canyons and just sat in silence for, I actually ended up moving into my Volkswagen camper van I got and lived in my car for 3 years. And I just lived very close to the land, but just really went deep into meditation in the canyon. It was through that experience, Kim, where I started to hear like subtle strains of some sort of music. I thought at first maybe somebody was in the forest playing some classical music on a portable stereo, but no, I realized that's not what this was. It was, I could hear this beautiful sound, this beautiful song in the rustling of the leaves in the tree, or the trickling of the little stream going by and the bird song. All the sounds of nature were like the doorway that opened up in my mind, in my heart and soul, where I was able to, all of a sudden through that, I heard the inner music, the angelic symphonies that many mystics and saints throughout many traditions have spoke about, the inner light and the inner sound. And that, all of a sudden, I was having a direct experience. And the quality of the sound, Kim, was just so beautiful. It was beyond pretty much anything you could imagine. And the vibration of it was so pure. And the harmonic tones of it was so rich. Like, I've never heard anything like that. It moved me to tears. It was very powerful. And it was through that where I was taken up by listening to the sound. I was guided just to let this sound take you on a journey. And I just connected with it. And in my inner vision, in my mind, in my imagination, I could see I was being taken up into the light. And all of a sudden, I was surrounded by this golden light. And then there was something around me. And I just focused my inner vision. And to my astonishment, I was surrounded by a group of angels, and these were the cherubs, the little chubby baby types we see often depicted in the great classical Renaissance art of the master who also had contact with them and painted them like Michelangelo, whatnot, on the Sistine Chapel. These beings are real. And all of a sudden, they were there right in front of me. I could see them in my mind's eye, in my clairvoyantly, on the inner plane. It opened up, and there they were, and I was surrounded by them, Kim, and they were looking at me, and they were playing harp and flute and violin, like they were the celestial musicians, just like painted in the classical art. And I was like, oh, my God, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was, like, trying to clear my mind, and I was like,
right.
Really happening?
I've actually had a vision, not harp, but after I lost my baby. We were driving, and I saw this falling star, and it was a vision of my baby. I don't even know if I've ever shared this on radio, but I think I have. But, oh, my gosh, and you're, like, trying to breathe because you can't. It's like this is such a, you know, a crazy thing. I never had an experience like that before, but after that, it was like, oh, there is something more. And then I have four other children. Their music box starts in my back seat of my car by itself. And so I think the music has something to do with the angels. I mean, obviously in your case, it was the harp, right? That became, and then it became your instrument of choice, correct?
Well, so the angels appeared. I heard the music. I was taken up into the light. The angels appeared to me. We started communicating. We developed a telepathic connection where I could hear them speaking to me and they could hear me. And this was the start of this profound relationship I've had with this group for 30 years, for over 30 years, about 33 years now. And they took me on many journeys. They were with me all the time. And it was a very, like, otherworldly time for me because I have one foot in the 3D world and the other foot in this mystical realm of the angels and the higher dimensions. But eventually, just like they're known as messengers, they revealed to me my mission that I was asking to be revealed to me as I was living in the canyons, living in my car. I was just praying. I was asking God, you know, who am I? Why am I here? What is my mission? I knew I was a light worker, like perhaps some of your listeners do. I wanted my mission. I wanted to serve. I want to be part of this great planetary awakening, the dawning of the golden age that we're all part of right now. And I wanted to do my part. And the angels came and said, your mission is to play the harp and to channel this heavenly sound that you're hearing on the harp and bring that to humanity at this time of the dawning of the golden age and the ascension into the higher dimensions. I was like, whoa, you know, I was like in my early 30s. I wasn't really a musician. I played my Native American flute in the canyons, but music wasn't a big part of my life. But all of a sudden the angels were like, we want you to play the harp. They said, we will teach you and we will work together as a team to bring this special music to the world. And at first I thought I was losing my mind. I couldn't believe they were asking me. I was like, are you sure you got the right guy? And then I was like, well, can't I play the guitar? I think I'd rather play the guitar. There's no, there's a million guitar players, but there's only a few harp players and you will become famous around the world. And they showed me all of these incredible visions. And I eventually said, okay, I'll do it. And as soon as I said I would do it, because it's a free will thing, of course, we have to agree. And when you work with the angels, they're not just going to overtake us in our life, but we have to develop that relation and ask. They ask permission. So I agreed. And within a matter of days, I met somebody in Sedona who had a small harp for sale, which I ended up purchasing, a little lap harp with a small carrying case. And I could hike out into the forest. I would take out this magic harp sitting under a juniper tree, looking at the red rocks, and just start putting my hands to the string, just strumming it. Just that sound of strumming the strings of a harp. It's called the glissando. It's a heavenly sound. It's such a magical sound. But from that, all of a sudden, my hands began to move on the strings by themselves, like something was coming through me. It was very, very powerful.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did you have to actually learn how to play it?
You know, I didn't learn in the classical sense. I'm just self-taught. I don't read music. I don't really know any music theory. I don't study it. My gift is that I play by ear and I play from my heart. So there's a quality to the melody and something that vibrates and strikes a chord in my own heart and soul. I play from that place and I'm able to translate and broadcast that out. And lo and behold, millions of people all over the world also connect with that sound and that feeling that comes through my music. And it's very healing because the way I work with the angels and the way the angels taught me how to play. And this is all in my book, by the way, called Hearing the Angels Sing, A True Story of Angelic Assistance. And I talk about all this in great detail, how I connected with the angels, the different ways they worked with me. It's really interesting. People will get a lot of insight if they were to read it.
I love it. Okay, well, we're going to let everybody know how they can get that. Let me ask you this. It's so weird. We were in Florida, and there was this lady that actually, she sits with you and probably something similar, and she prays for you through her harp. It was like, and mostly everybody, because I ended up getting a reading from her, and then, you know, but it was just so incredibly beautiful, and she had like a petite harp. Is yours like a petite harp, like that you can carry around everywhere?
Yes, I have a travel harp that's also known as a lap harp that would just sit on my lap. It's pretty small.
Yeah.
It fits in the overhead of an airplane and I can travel with it. But I also have my larger performance instruments, which are quite large and heavy. Those take a special case to go on the airplane.
I love it.
But
you have totally inspired me. I can't wait to listen to your music and to learn more about you. And first of all, how do my listeners find out more about you? And also, how do they get your book?
Yeah.
And you also have CDs, right?
Yep. I just released my 16th album on June 12th. It's called Mystic Voyager. So I hope everybody can come over and have a listen. Over at my website is www.harpmagic.com, HARPMAGIC. And you'll see all of my new music videos, all my social media links are there. Please follow me on Spotify, listen on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Deezer, all those different platforms have my music, and come have a listen. You also see my visual art because I'm also a visual artist. My art is in the galleries in Sedona, and you can see my Sedona Crystal Vision panoramic landscapes and my Portals of Light Crystal Alchemy holographic mandalas. Which both of these are enhanced with crystals and gems. They're quite amazing. So come and see
that. I love it. I love it.
My
Peter, would you
there.
Send me one of your books? And I would love to have
I
you back on.
Will.
There's so many more questions I have for you. So, again, thank you so much for, you know, coming on and sharing your journey with us. And please download our podcast and share our show with everyone.
Oh, I want to share it with everybody. So I'll definitely share the link with all of my friends and fans. And
you got
people.
It. I appreciate awesome. It. And continue to really be able to speak to those angels. Again, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. A pleasure to be with
all
you,
right.
Kim.
All right. Happy
take care,
have
everybody.
A great rest of your weekend. Take care. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Carol Osborne. And of course, all of those tips that she's going to be giving us. She's the doctor of veterinarian medicine, and she's got tips so our animals are fearless over this weekend, or exactly 4th of July. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
And Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, as we are rolling into 4th of July weekend, even though it's on Tuesday. But let's invite it all in, right, for the weekend.
Anyways, my next guest is Dr. Carol Osborne. She's a doctor of veterinary medicine, is an author and world-renowned integrative veterinarian of 25-plus years. And, of course, her approach highlights the importance of nutrition, utilizing holistic avenues in combination with traditional treatments. And today we're going to talk about tips for fun and fearless 4th of July for our animals and our loved ones. And of course, welcome Dr. Osborne. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about, first of all, it's always a crazy time, you know. I mean, we have animals and I always leave the music on, the lights on, you know. What else can we do to, you know, to make sure that our animals, it is a scary time, right?
It absolutely is scary. And even though it's very exciting for us, loud noises and funny smells and all those things are stressful and traumatizing when it comes to your pet.
Right. And they do. I mean, I just even heard, like, right now, this is the time where all of our pounds and everything get filled up, right? Because they either get scared and run off. So we need to make sure that our fences are, there's no little holes that they can get out, or make sure that they have their collars on. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, more pets get lost on the 4th of July than any other single holiday. So make sure your pet has a well-fitting collar with up-to-date ID tags. A lot of pets nowadays have microchips as well. And they do have newer pet services, Pet Amber Alert and Pet GPS, that are very helpful to find lost pets. You know, if you're having a big barbecue, hey, they're tantalizing and they smell great, but you're best off to keep your pet restricted to his or her regular food so we don't end up with upset tummies, vomiting, and diarrhea. If you're having some beer or some wine or a couple of drinks, remember that alcohol is not good for pets.
Yeah.
So make sure that they don't get into anything like that. If you're headed towards the water, remember to get your pet a life jacket. Not all dogs can swim. And certainly if you're boating or at the beach, never, ever leave your dog alone. They can become overpowered easily by waves, you know, tides and currents.
Right.
And what to do with pets when we're, you know, going out to the big fireworks display. The best thing you could do, honestly, is leave your pet at home, close the windows and the shades, put a couple of cotton balls in your pet's ears. Of course, you have to remember to take them out. You can play a little soft music to try to, calm them down.
Did you say cotton balls in the dog's ears? Cotton balls?
Yeah, you could put a couple of cotton balls. It helps to muffle sound. You just have to remember to take them back out.
Right. Yeah, that would be good.
You know, other things, you know, matches, lighter fluids, all of those kinds of things, you definitely want to avoid with your pet.
Right.
Some natural homeopathic type calming remedies. Box 5 Flower Rescue Remedy is available over the counter. It's a combination of 5 flowers. You could put a couple drops in your pet's food water bowl or directly in the mouth. It's just kind of like having a little cup of wine, just calms them down a little bit. You can also take that and rub it on the inner hairless portion of your dog's ears. Those are little homeopathic trigger points. You know, July is often one of the warmest months of the year. So if you need some pet sunscreen, it's fine. Avoid zinc oxide and avoid insecticides with DEET because they're, you know, toxic to dogs. You know, create a little safe space, a little safe haven, a little carrier, favorite blanket, and a toy maybe. So if everybody's at your house having a good time, you know, when your pets have had enough, they can retreat, go back to their bedroom, and, you know, stay calm and relaxed.
Right. And you said, you're saying don't use human sunscreen, but there's a pet sunscreen? I never even heard of that.
Yeah. Even on Amazon, you can find pet sunscreen. You know, you can also Well, I was going to say it's not sunscreen, but as far as the fleas and ticks and all those nasty bugs out there, if you have that Avon Skin So Soft,
okay,
you can
take
a little bottle and cut it 50-50 with water, and you can squirt it on your pet, squirt it on yourself. It's not toxic. The bugs hate it. And it smells nice. So for all you people out there that are avoiding pesticides, that's a more holistic way to keep the bugs away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good ideas. And you do a lot of nutrition and holistic avenues. Is that kind of merely your practice?
As far as diets?
Yes.
If you're out there, you're thinking about home cooking for your pet, mm-hmm. not having a holiday spread, but if you're thinking of home cooking for your pet, and your pet is normal and healthy, I think it's good to remember that a chicken breast and some broccoli and a little quinoa is as good for you as it is for your pet. So the reason they pay those graphic artists all that money to paint those pretty pictures on the bags and boxes and cans of food is because they want you to think that that's actually what's in there. In most cases, it's not exactly what meets the eye. But there's no reason that you can't home cook for your dog. If you have a dog of a good body weight, I just tell my clients one-third of each, one-third of your lean protein, chicken, turkey, beef, fish, whatever that one might be. One-third would be your vegetables. The cruciferous are the most beneficial health-wise. Broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. But the list is endless. Green beans, string beans, etc. And then your final group would be a long-acting carb. Rice, pasta, potatoes, quinoa would fit that bill. Cook them up any way you like and mix them together. If you have a pet who's a little bit chubby, just cut the carbs and go with your protein and your veggies 50-50.
Got it. I love it. For anybody that's just tuning in with us, waking up, starting your day in a positive way, thanks for tuning in here to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Dr. Carol Osborne. We're talking about keeping our pets safe over 4th of July, but also so many other tips. I love this. Carol, do you have a book?
I do. Thank you. I have a couple of books, Naturally Healthy Dogs and Naturally Healthy Cats. And they're about a 120-page little fact finders with lots of big pictures, very easy reads. And it just offers pet owners a homeopathic, herbal, and a traditional remedy for the most common everyday things that pet owners run into. So it's a good little kind of coffee table book, and you can look up a little recipe or a little formula pretty quick.
I love that. One, would you send us a couple? And do you mind if we give away a couple?
Yeah, I would be delighted.
Okay. In fact, we'll open up our phone lines right now at 805-419-0008. If you are interested in either having a cat, you said there's a cat and a dog, right?
Yes.
Call in right now and just say cat or dog and that you want Dr. Carol Osborne's book. And then if you don't win it here, we'll let you know how you can get it through her website. And where are you located, Carol?
We're in Chagrin Falls, Ohio, which is about 30 minutes east of Cleveland. And we welcome calls and questions from pet lovers coast to coast. You can call us toll free at 1-855 Dr. Carol, which is 855-372-2765. And you can visit us online, chagrinfallspetclinic.com or drcarol.com, which is just drcarol.com. And there's a big blog with a couple thousand articles addressing all kinds of pet health concerns from A to Z. My books are on there and all kinds of great information.
I love it. I love it. I have a question. The Pet Thunder shirt, you talk about those a little bit. Those actually, I have one dog that is elderly now. I almost think he might have dementia. You know, he kind of walks around in circles, can't hear, kind of can't see. Do you think that would be something good for him? Because I feel like he's just anxious and stressed.
Sure. The Pet Thunder shirts are... The idea there is of a mother holding and comforting her baby or her child.
Right.
So I think they're fine. They're very helpful for many dogs that are anxious or fearful of thunderstorms or fireworks or, you know, whatever the case might be. And even something like your Thunder shirt with like a box rescue remedy or with the essential oils are popular. At my veterinary clinic here, I use a combination of three types of chamomile, just combined, and you take the oil. It's in a little vial, and just shake a few drops right on your pet's back. Lasts for about 6 to 8 hours, and they have a real nice smell. And if you're using essential oils, just make sure that the oils are specifically formulated for your dog or your cat, respectively, if you will. Many of the oils for humans are not the ones, you know, that you would choose for pets, if you will.
Right, right. Wow, really good idea. Okay, great. And is there anything to do with older dogs that, you know, that is, you could feel their anxiousness?
You know, very young, very old dogs, dogs, you know, that have chronic disorders, you know, heart, liver, kidney disease, mm-hmm. for example, those are dogs best left at home in a quiet, comfortable room with, you know, on 4th of July with the shades down and the windows down and some soft music. You know, they're best left out of all the commotion and festivities, just
right.
in a nice, safe place where they can feel comfortable and relaxed.
I love it. I love it. And what about just daily?
Just daily with elderly pets?
Yes.
I think that, you know, getting your pet out at least a couple times a day for a nice good walk, making sure, you know, the skin and hair coat are clean, free of, you know, mats and things like that. Visit your vet a couple times a year to make sure your pet's as healthy as he or she is. And I have another great product, especially for elderly animals, even for the pup that you mentioned of your own. It's called Paws, PAAWS. It's a pet anti-aging wellness system that I developed and patented, and they're just a chewable little treats given daily based on age and body weight, and they kind of turn the clock back and help older dogs, or like the dog that you had mentioned to me a minute ago.
Right.
They can
improve
cognition and mental alertness and help with mobility. Allergies, skin and hair coat, et cetera. Try it for 30 days and you'll be surprised how you can see visible signs of improvement.
Okay, great. Well, again, Dr. Carol Osborne, thank you so much for all this great information. Please download our podcast and share our show with everyone. And I look forward to getting your books and to giving your books away. So again, thank you so much and happy 4th of July weekend.
Well, thank you, Kim, and I wish everybody a happy 4th of July. And remember, be proactive wherever you and your pets are spending the holiday. Have all the things you need on hand. Even a little first aid kit is a good idea. And have a happy, safe holiday.
You got it. Thank you so much. Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on. Whether it's a castle, a condo, or a casita, there's no place like home. And I totally agree with that. When I'm traveling around, it's like when I get home, I know I'm like, oh, it feels so good. Well, of course, today, joining us from Habitat humanity, and of course, they are teaming up with their partner carrier to call attention to this importance of making the air in our living spaces cool, clean, and safely breathable. Jonathan Reckford, CEO of Habitat for Humanity International, and Justin Kepi, President North America Residential and Light Commercial HVAC for Carrier, are joining us, and they're going to talk to us. And you guys are from Indianapolis. Okay, I love it. So you're going to give us some healthy tips. Welcome, guys, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks. Great to be with you.
Yeah, absolutely, Kim. Thanks. Thank you.
And, of course, you know what? I forgot the biggest part of it is June is also National Healthy Homes Month. And of course, trying to find affordable, sustainable housing, all that stuff is so important. And so let's talk to us. Jonathan, I'm going to start with you. Can you just tell us a little bit about the link between home ownership and health?
Absolutely. You know, Kim, we've seen, and the data is overwhelming, both physical, mental, and otherwise, that when families have the chance to purchase a home and live in a home they can afford, we see children stay healthier. And often, over and over again, we've seen children moving out of apartments that might have mold or dampness or other conditions, and they move into a healthy house and fewer doctor visits, less money spent on medicine, but also a greater sense of well-being. And less stress. So on multiple fronts, there's a strong link to housing and health.
I totally agree. I just got off a phone call with a client of mine, and she was in New Orleans, and she said, God, I don't feel good. And a couple other people said, yeah, I don't feel good either. And they were like, oh, they renovated the 13th floor, and there was a lot of mold up there. And she's like, are you kidding me? That was the floor she was on. So, yes. Mm. These things really make a difference, and sometimes it's hush-hush, but you could feel it in your body. So, Justin, how does indoor air quality support health and product and productivity?
Yeah, Kim, so Carrier invests in some important research, including the COG-FX studies, which are being done by researchers from Harvard University's School of Public Health. And what they've demonstrated is better thinking and better health are associated with better indoor environments with enhanced ventilation. And oftentimes when you think about your home environment, the first thing you think about is temperature, but there's so much more to it. There is humidity control. We just got done talking about the mold, and humidity control is absolutely essential. There's also ventilation, bringing in fresh air. There's filtration, blocking out particles which could be allergens or cause longer-term health impacts. You've got to take your home environment from a holistic viewpoint.
Wow, I love that. And so how can we prioritize our health and safety when we're either, you know, building a new construction or renovations? I mean, is that something we need to look at then?
Yes, certainly. Either whether you're renovating or building a new home, Carrier offers a full suite of innovative products, including products within the fire and safety aspect, so you can feel safer in your home. We offer HVAC solutions which provide total home comfort, as well as more customized solutions. If you want to learn out more and what could be useful for your particular application, I encourage you to go to carrier.com. And you can learn more about our full suite of innovative healthy home products.
I love it. And Jonathan, back to you. How has Habitat and Carrier been working together in the home building process? I know you guys do a great job, and you built homes for people that can't really afford it, and they actually come out. We've done it with one of our companies. We have a construction company, so we've gone out there and helped. So I love what you do.
Well, thanks so much for that, Kim. And people like you and folks like Carrier make our work possible. We really couldn't do without partners. And certainly your listeners know in California, which is in some ways the epicenter of our housing affordability crisis, what a difference it can make. So when Carrier donates product and when their employees come out and build with us, that lowers the cost of construction, allows us to be able to build more homes and give more families the chance to realize their dream of being able to purchase a home.
Wow, I love that. And so, Justin, back to you. Why is it important for your company and its employees to support Back to Habitat?
Yeah, here at Carrier, we like to work with organizations that make a real positive impact on local communities, as well as offer our employees opportunities to volunteer their time or their talents and see our products in action. This morning, I got the opportunity to meet with the future homeowner, Omir, and he couldn't be more excited about the upcoming dream of his, which is home ownership. And partners like Habitat for Humanity, they really do have a positive impact on building communities, and we couldn't be more proud to help support them in that mission.
I love it. That's how we felt too at our, you know, with our construction company. It's like taking pride in somebody giving back, and there's nothing better than that. So I love it. Finally, where can my listeners, find out more information and, you know, and really learn more about what you guys are doing?
Well, thanks so much, Kim. If you want to learn how to get involved in your local community or in our national or global work, if you go to habitat.org, you can learn more about the issues and how you can be a part of the solution.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we love stuff that we all give back, and it makes our life a little bit better. So, again, please share our show, download our podcast, and we'd love to have you back.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for your time.
Great to be with you.
You got it. Have a great rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
Let's bring our next guest on. I love what we're going to be talking about, because this is truly what you eat is who you are, and what you feed your body. And I love don't get hangry. Get smart about snacking and crush your cravings with healthy snack alternatives. Joining me is Kimberly Galante. She's the head of innovation, Dole Packages of Food. And I'm excited to talk with you and just kind of see what is out there, because if you don't plan for it, you kind of pick the wrong snacks, correct?
Absolutely, Kim. And it's great to be here with you today. I love talking about food, and snacking is, you know, part of our everyday routine. 90% of adults eat one or more snacks per day. Topic on point for today.
And as we're just starting summer, right, we want to feel good and look good. And so what type of ingredients should people be looking for in healthy snacks?
Great question. Simple is best, of course, right? The fewest number of ingredients when you're looking at the label. When I pick up a label, I'm looking for ingredients that I know and that I can actually pronounce. I think that's important. And then you also want to look for products that don't contain artificial ingredients, and you really want to stay away from processed sugars.
That's a big one, right? And now, is it better to have regular sugar than processed sugar, or is there a good sugar?
Well, you want to that's another good question. You definitely want to limit your sugar intake, for sure. And the ones that you really want to stay away from are processed sugars.
What is it about unhealthy snacks like chips? Like, I guess that can be craveable. Why are they so craveable?
Well, potato chips, as we all know, are highly processed, and they contain those unhealthy ingredients like salt and oil, which kind of keep you coming back for more, right? And that's why I'm super excited to talk to you today about Dole Good Crunch, because it's a craveable, crunchy snack that delivers on nutrition and health in one ingredient, which is fruit. Our plain pineapple, our plain banana, one ingredient is all it takes to get that delicious, nutritious snack.
Wow, I love that. Those would be your healthy swaps, right? What about even just making your own chips, healthy chips too, right? Like with veggies, that kind of thing?
Well, yes. I mean, there's lots of opportunities that extend beyond fruits, and you can look at other ingredients like veggies. You can also look at other fruits, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So for the variety seeker out there, okay, what are some of the consumers are eating healthy options? Like, I love Dole, first of all. Okay, they have lots of great stuff. So what are we looking for when we're looking for fruits and vegetables? Are they all good for us?
Well, fruits in general are really good for you. They are not only sweet and delicious, but they have a lot of nutrition in them. Good Crunch is amazing because the way that we process it helps us actually lock in that flavor and helps us maintain those nutrients. And again, in as little as one ingredient. We do have a third item, though, for those For those consumers who want to really amp up their taste buds, we do have one that has a little bit of heat to it. So if you like that spice, we've got a pineapple with chili, which is an amazing combination, surely to get your taste buds all riled up. So we've got those three. Ooh. We've got a pineapple, we've got a banana, and then we've got the pineapple with chili.
Okay, those sound so good. Where do we get all of those?
Great question. Well, first and foremost, you can check out DoleSunshine.com to learn more about Dole Good Crunch, what's in it, what's not in it, which for me is super important. Amazon.com is a great place to go to quickly get some snacks into your household. And then Walmart, the local retailer Walmart has them as well.
Oh, I love it. I'm totally going to try that. Bananas, I love bananas. And I love that little bit of spice on the, my husband won't have that one, so we'll have to get all three of them. But that sounds really, really good. Kimberly, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. That truly is the brighter side. It's such a great alternative for eating healthy. And so when you're snacking, you just grab one. Are they individual or are they like a big pack?
They're in individual bags.
Oh, I like
yeah!
That.
So very convenient. Great. Very convenient. Just pop it in your to-go bag, and you'll be set for the day.
I love it, Kimberly. It was really nice talking with you. And again, thank you so much for sharing this here on our show.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I hope that you picked up some kind of tips and maybe a book and maybe some tickets to the Brew Fest, and of course, definitely download our podcast. And of course, I always end our show with a moment of happiness. Small acts of kindness can have a ripple effect and make a big difference in somebody's day. Take care, and I'll talk to you next week.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.